Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Witches walking in my dreams, I hear them talking nonsense, spreading fear. I wish they were out of there. Sweating, can't believe what I'm hearing. Filled with nonsense, filled with fear. I wish I was out of there. But you will rise and gently touch my side, and all my fears subside until the night. In my sleep, I know you can hear me talking nonsense, talking fear. I wish I was out of there. 'Cause I'm crying, crying all night long. I can hear you sighing, fighting nonsense, fighting fear. I'm so glad that you are here. 'Cause you will rise and gently touch my side. No. My fears subside until the night. So double, double, witches walking in my dreams, I hear them talking nonsense, spreading fear. I wish they were out of there. But you rise and gently touch my side, and all my fears subside until the night.
That's right. Welcome to a very scary Out of the Woods. Welcome to the show. Yes, it may be a little late for some of you for Halloween, but it's a very scary week, no matter how you cut it, because it's also election week. So, you know, all kinds of scary things could happen, depending on where you stand. Starting things off, Bob Wright and Bill Dorge, along with Bob Harris playing lead guitar, Witches Walking from their new CD, Hamburger Sandwich. Great stuff. I'm Chip Colquitt. Hey, welcome to the show. Got 3 hours of mostly acoustic music, as we always do this time every week, and very spooky this week, because Halloween, of course, is the best holiday. It's bigger than Christmas. Because it's scary, and it's also my birthday, so that's why I enjoy it. I hope you do too. We're going to kick things off now with one of my favorites from Townes Van Zandt, a track from the final studio album he did before he passed away called No Deeper Blue. This is a nice little spooky one for you called Billy, Boney, and Ma on Out of the Woods.
Well, Billy went down to the battleground, find a little trinket he could call his own. Didn't see nothing lying around, he decided he'd dig a while. Well, he dug her up and he dug her down, before too long he found some bones. Poor little Billy couldn't make a sound when the bones sat up and smiled. Oh, Billy, you seem like a fine young man, no reason to be a trembling soul. Come over here and shake my hand, make my proud acquaintance. Well, Billy, he was stunned, he could hardly stand. Whether he could move, he didn't know. But he knew he had to formulate some kind of plan or try the bone man's patience. Well, the first thing he wanted to do was breathe, so he gulped in some of that battleground air. Next thing he wanted to do was leave, but Billy wasn't raised up rude. Well, the bone man grunted and he gave a heave. All of a sudden, he was looming there, shaking off dirt and acting pleased. Things didn't look too good. Well, Billy, he decided, what the hell? You don't meet a bone man every day. A little bit skinny, but you never can tell. He might be a pretty good guy. Well, he started off with the old soft cell, before too long aged yawn away. By the time the darkness fell, they were seeing socket to eye. They decided right then on a life of crime, with the bone man's looks and Billy's brains. They could steal Scrooge out of his last dime, might as well have a go. Billy, he'd pick the place and time, from the corner store to the railroad train. Boney'd flash him a smile sublime, and Billy, he'd grab the dough. They decided they might as well start right then. Time's a-wasting, so they say. They headed for the park where the lights are dim, and only the foolish tread. He was whistling a tune when they spotted him, strolling along so plump and gay. Boney gave him a great big grin, and Billy snagged his bread. Next come a lady of the night. Boney settled up and said hello. Gave the poor thing such a terrible fright, she fainted dead away. Billy lifted her purse and her earrings bright, her diamond ring and watch, you know. Couldn't figure out, try as he might, why it ever worked a single day. Billy's plans ended up in ruin, though. They were working a quaint little neighborhood. Spied an old lady about 80 or so, almost looked too easy. Boney put on a pretty good show, but the little old lady didn't see too good. My kind sir, you're all bones, you know. You need something hot and greasy. Grabbed old Boney, drug him inside. Billy peeked in through the windowsill. She fed him boiled and baked and fried. Old Boney, he's chewing like crazy. He gobbled up everything he tried. The pans added on like you know they will. Billy laid down in the dirt and cried, watching Boney get fat and lazy. Well, Billy's back working his job by day, sleeping nights, it ain't so bad. never likes stealing anyway. Kinda gives a guy the willies. Boney and Ma got a new cafe, the best baked beans you ever had. Ma's expecting any day, and they say they're gonna name him Billy.
There's a tooth, there's an eye, lonesome babies cry, who didn't ask to be born in this world. You can take me tonight if you think it makes things right. I'm ready now to leave your world. Some kind of nasty coming down, some kind of nasty coming down. I ain't making no excuse, but my neck's been in the noose since the day that I was told to walk the line. The path it isn't straight when you're steeped in wicked hate, and the deck is stacked against you every time. Some kind of nasty coming down, some kind of nasty coming down. Forgive us now our sins, and let the angels in. This debtor's got a heavy price to pay. Let my journey now begin, as the devil wears his grin. May your tears of closure dry someday. Some kind of nasty coming down, some kind of nasty coming down. With my arms spread to my side, just like Jesus when he died on that ancient cross to pay for this world's sins. I can feel it in my veins, a poison meant to tame those wicked ways that kept me from him. Some kind of nasty coming down, some kind of nasty coming down. There are eyes and there are teeth, and the staunchest of beliefs that the punishment should always fit the crime. Call this justice if you like, heat the iron, have it strike. Find your reasons for the things that never rhyme. Some kind of nasty coming down, some kind of nasty. Texas State House grounds where the Ten Commandments are all etched in stone. It all seems pretty clear, and yet it does appear that the killing floor is all we've ever known. Some kind of nasty coming down, some kind of nasty coming. Thank you.
black blood red sky and a belly all full of fire. Why, I ask why? I don't know, I grow so tired of the battle of wrong and right that's waged inside. Every time you speak your mind to the same damn kind, or don't you know? Devil's eyes and a dagger tongue. You fill the sky above us with sand. The fatal words like fire flung from a careless bow. I grow so tired of the battle of wrong and right that's waged inside. Every time you speak your mind to the same damn kind, don't you know? We all walk down to the hill where the gallows swinging still, loops are still clenched tight round the necks of 10 million ghosts. They whisper, don't forget us, but don't forget to keep moving on. We're the same damn kind, don't you know?
Got a gun, don't know what to do. which I know it's either me or you. This I know, it's either me or you.
Mitch Katz here on Out of the Woods from his CD Out of the Blue and Haunting My Dreams. We had Brown Bird in there just before that from their CD The Devil Dancing from back when they were actually a band, and one called Gallows, and we miss Dave Lamb greatly. We lost him last year. DC Bloom in there from his most recent one. The rest is commentary, and we heard one called Some Kind of Nasty Coming Down, which featured Stephanie Fix in there helping him out. And I was talking earlier about how we're doing our Halloween show, maybe a bit belated this year, but it's a scary week anyway because we have the elections coming up as well. And DC Bloom has at some point in his life also been a political speechwriter, so how appropriate to fit him into this program this week. Yes, Townes Van Zandt started off the set, going back to his No Deeper Blue CD and Billy Boney and Ma. Well, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard, here to scare the pants off of you. We have a quick break to take, but we will be right back after this.